It's been 6 days since U.S. troops opened fire on a car in Baghdad, killing an Italian intelligence agent. He was protecting a journalist who had just been released from captivity as a hostage. She was wounded in the incident. The U.S. is investigating, and Italians are waiting to hear the official U.S. version of what happened and why the troops opened fire. The incident has also revealed differing Italian and American attitudes toward negotiating for the release of hostages. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has been trying to piece some of this puzzle together.
Giuliana Sgrena, correspondent of the leftist daily Il Manifesto, is in a Rome hospital recovering from injuries in her shoulder and lungs. She's still in a state of shock after Nicola Calipari lost his life shielding her with his body. In a phone interview from her hospital bed, she described to NPR the moments before the shooting as she, Calipari, and a second Italian secret agent were approaching Baghdad airport.
Era buio. Su quella strada spesso ci sono checkpoints.
It was dark. On that road, there are often checkpoints, but that night I didn't see any. There might have been some on the side of the road, but nobody appeared. Nobody asked us to stop. And so we were going along toward the airport when the driver, who was also an agent, said, "Guys, we are 700 meters from the airport."
It was about 8:55 p.m. Only 35 minutes earlier, the two Italian officers had been led by Iraqi contacts to a wrecked car in the Baghdad outskirts. There, they found Sgrena blindfolded and wrapped in black robes. She got into the Italian's car, a rented Toyota Corolla, and Nicola Calipari sat next to her in the back seat and immediately tried to put her at ease. Sgrena says she was absolutely terrified. She says she knew the moment of her release would be the most dangerous.
Because the moment a hostage is released, anything can happen. One of the parties could not keep its part of the bargain, either the kidnappers or those who secured your release. The kidnappers had told me to stay calm. If they stop you, they said, you must be careful that they not recognize you as a hostage.
The Italians took off in a mood of both euphoria and fear. It was dark, a bad time to be driving in Baghdad. They kept the lights on in the car so that the agents could use their phones.
They started making calls. I took my blindfold off after 5 minutes because I was not supposed to know where I was. They made calls to Italy, to Italian authorities in Baghdad.
At one point, the car took an underpass that was nearly flooded because it had rained that day and nearly crashed against the wall. Then, Sgrena says, they took an alternative road to the airport that leads into the green zone under U.S. military protection. Sgrena says the road was filled with puddles. The car moved at a normal speed. Then it had to slow down for a sharp curve. She denies the U.S. military account that the Italian's car was speeding and that soldiers made hand signals and flashed warning lights to get it to stop.
Suddenly we were riddled by gunfire, but the lights went on only after we had been hit. There was no signal to stop. We didn't even see the tank before they opened fire because it was off the road. They call them mobile patrols, which are not the normal checkpoints. They could have stopped us if they had given us some sign to stop. Then absolutely we would have stopped.
According to the Italian government, this account of the shooting is confirmed by the other secret agent who was also injured. As soon as he could, he grabbed his cell phone and called his superior at the office of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Gabriele Polo, editor of Il Manifesto, was there when the call came in.
He said they had been hit by a volley of gunfire without advance warning, about a kilometer from the airport, that Nicola Calipari had died, that Giuliana Sgrena was wounded on the floor, but he couldn't reach her because soldiers were blocking his movements and he was slightly injured.
The phone call was suddenly cut off. In the days after the shooting, Sgrena was quoted as saying that she thinks the attack might have been deliberate.
I never thought I personally, Giuliana Sgrena, could have been the target.
But since Sgrena says U.S. policy is against negotiating with kidnappers, she was scared the Americans might interfere with the Italian operation.
I was constantly worried about the possibility that the Americans could try to prevent a hostage handover in some way. I never thought they wanted to kill Giuliana Sgrena for some reason. I certainly was not the most important person in that car. Maybe the issue was Italy's hostage policy.
Appearing on a TV talk show last night, Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini voiced pride that this negotiating policy is embraced also by the opposition and by Italian public opinion.
Il governo italiano aveva il dovere morale di riportare a casa la Giuliana Sgrena come gli altri connazionali.
The Italian government has the moral duty to bring back home his hostages, and we did that exercising our full sovereignty.
Fini also said that Italy has a duty to protect the identity of Iraqis who assisted Italy and provided information that helped open a channel of communication with the kidnappers. Fini said when Kalipari arrived in Baghdad Friday afternoon, he informed U.S. military officials of his arrival, but Fini said did not explain the purpose of his presence.
Viene detto a chi ha aperto quel dialogo.
If during negotiation a pledge is taken that the hostage will be handed over to the Italians, we have a duty to honor that pledge. And the pledge does not mean paying money, but as in the Sgrena case, it means not to hand the hostage over to the Americans, but to bring her home to Italy.
The U.S. military has launched an investigation into the actions of the soldiers at the checkpoint, and it is also reviewing its procedures for checking traffic in Iraq. But the U.S. commander of U.S. troops in Iraq, General George Casey, has said he had no indication that Italian officials gave advance notice of the route the Italians' car was taking. Foreign Minister Fini's account is different.
There was an Italian official at the airport with the job of liaising with the Americans. Kalipari called our liaison officer or spoke directly with the Americans, saying, "I am arriving with the kidnapped journalist," so the Americans were informed.
Fini categorically denied the government authorized financial payment in exchange for Sgrena's release, a claim treated with great skepticism by the Italian media. Several papers report that up to $8 million was handed over to a representative of an Iraqi Muslim clerics council in Abu Dhabi. It is widely believed that Italy has paid ransoms for past hostages held in Iraq, but following the shooting incident, Italians are debating the merits of negotiating with kidnappers. Deputy Prime Minister Marco Follini today urged the government to solemnly declare that it will never again bargain with Iraqi hostage takers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.